Cause when I asked, do you have a man, she tried to pretend. She said, no, I don't. I only have a friend. Come on. I'm not even going for it. This is what I'm going to sing.
Welcome to the Great American Pop Culture Quiz Show, the podcast that keeps Sonic the Hedgehog's unused human teeth in a jar on the corner of its desk. I'm your host, Taylor Cole, and I'm here with Paul Columbo Jensen.
Just one more thing. Does anybody have a match? Because I want to light this victory cigar now.
Mike Prize Task McComb.
Your task is to be as wrong as possible. Your time starts now.
And Stephanie Band-Aid Radcliffe.
I'm going to be honest and unmerciful.
Hello to all three of our players, and thank you guys so much for being here for today's competition. It is the third elimination match of the Long Division and the last regular season game before we get into our Season 3 playoffs. The man making all the trivia happen behind the scenes is our pal, Scoremaster Dan. Hey, Dan.
Hi there, Taylor. I just want to give a note to our listening audience at home. As you know, we simulcast these matches in several languages. So if you hear someone shouting, Kapla, that's just the Klingon broadcast team getting a little rowdy in the next booth.
Well, I'll make sure to hit the SAP button before we go any further. Also joining us today is our pal, Production Master Dave. Hey, Dave.
So, The Famished Road. Is that a sequel to the one that was a film about the end of the world? The Road? Because they were hungry enough in that.
Well, I guess it's time to kick it into the next installment of today's episode. It's a round of My Champion. That's the game where each one of our competitors has chosen a champion from somewhere in the world of pop culture, but we choose the battle that those champions are fighting. Paul, who have you got for your champion today?
My champion is TV's Frank from Mystery Science Theater 3000.
Mike, who have you chosen?
My champion is Simon, son of Killface, from Frisky Dingo.
And Stephanie, who have you got?
I've chosen Dottie Henson, Gina Davis's character from A League of Their Own.
Three champions are locked in. Dave is going to serve as our judge today, so let's spin the scenario wheel. Today's scenario asks, who's going to have the fastest time in the Kessel Run? Paul, make the case for Frank.
Well, TV's Frank is already in space, so it's possible he may have already done a Kessel Run or two in his time. He doesn't look like much of a runner, but he is a master of the Square Master workout, and he's also an immortal since he went to Second Banana Heaven. So I think he's got some advantages there.
Thank you, Paul. And Mike, how about Simon from Frisky Dingo?
Well, Simon, I think, is an alien of some sort, so he has the space aspect there. I think if there's any sort of competition, he's going to figure out some way to brutally murder them while mumbling to himself. And if the Kessel Run takes him back to his home of Arizona, I think he'll be much happier and much more encouraged to do well.
Thank you, Mike. And Stephanie, how about the Kessel Run prospects of Dottie from A League of Their Own?
I think Dottie's got this in the bag. I mean, she's fast. She's the best female baseball player around. Not only that, she knew to go in, play one winning season. Well, I mean, she won. We all know she won. And then you do the big move. You do the Kessel Run, and then you retire. You get out of there, and then you're just a living legend.
Fantastic arguments from all three of our players, but Dave is going to determine the winner.
Well, thank you, everybody, for answering this scenario. I regret to inform you, however, that the Kessel Run does not have a fastest time. It has a shortest distance is what we're going for. Common misconception. It was a gotcha. Nobody answered this correctly. I'm afraid the half point goes to me. So I now am leading the game currently.
Okay. Do we still need to ask the half point question?
No, you ask me. You ask me. Yeah, go ahead. Ask me. Yeah.
All right. Production Master Dave, in the 1977 film Star Wars, which is just called Star Wars, as some people in the world need to be reminded.
Sure.
Han Solo boasts he made the Kessel Run in the Millennium Falcon in less than how many parsecs?
Well, parsecs being a measurement of distance, I'm going to say 12. Oh, I got it right. All right. Half point for Dave.
Fantastic. Thank you, Production Master Dave. The answer is indeed, you know what, I'm going to ask you a different half point question than the one we wrote down. In Star Wars The Force Awakens, what number does Rey mistakenly 14. Think as 15?
14.
I was sure it was 15, but now you have me questioning it. All right.
Dave, you were right. She said, in a quote, "This is the ship that made the Kessel Run in 14 parsecs."
Nice try, Cole. Oh, I got it right. All right. Half point for Dave.
Fantastic. Thank you, Production Master Dave. All right. That means that who's going to go first in round one, Production Master? I mean, Dan, Score Master Tan.
I already have rolled the 20-sided die, and our winner is Stephanie. She's going to go first in round one.
Fantastic. And round one today is entitled 8-Bit Wonders. Well, have fun editing that crap of nonsense, Dave. Our resident composer, Johannes Bassoon, is at it again, combining his favorite disparate musical interests into singular musical performances. This week, he's been spending a lot of time jamming on VH1's 100 Greatest One-Hit Wonders list, but listening while playing some old-school Nintendo and Atari games. As a result, he's taken the 8-bit musical style of the games he loves and applied it to these one-hit wonders. Guess the song title from the musical example. For instance, if Johannes Bassoon played you this... you would know that that song was...
The Macarena.
The Macarena. Now, if you need a hint after the clip, I can tell you the name of the song's original artist. 10 points for a right answer right off the bat, and 5 points after the hint. We're going to start off round one with Stephanie.
That is 99 Luftballons.
99 Luftballons by Nena. Correct for 10 points. Next up for Mike.
That sounds like AHA's Take On Me.
Correct. Also for 10 points. Next up is for Paul.
That is Just a Friend.
You got what I need, but you say he's just a friend.
Correct, Biz Markie's Just a Friend. Back to Stephanie for her next 8-bit wonder.
Can you play that one more time? That's How Bizarre.
By OMC, correct. Next up for Mike.
Love the harmonies at the end there. It's 867-5309/Jenny.
Absolutely correct by Tommy Two Tone. The next one is for Paul.
That is the Tom Tom Club's Genius of Love.
Correct. Though you'd be forgiven if you thought it was Mariah Carey's Fantasy, another big hit song that samples it.
You would not be forgiven for that.
So says Paul.
All right, Stephanie, here's your next one.
Is that a one-hit wonder? That's Turn the Beat Around.
Yes, the original by Vicky Sue Robinson, a one-hit wonder, though Gloria Estefan certainly had plenty of other hits besides that. Next up for Mike.
Oh, it's right on the edge there. Could I get a hint, please?
I'm so glad you asked for the hint, because this band name is so much fun to say. Kaja Goo Goo.
Oh, Too Shy.
Correct for 5
Sure, it's not
points.
The other Kaja Goo Goo song?
And next up for Paul.
Being old has its advantages. That's The Hustle.
By Van McCoy and the Soul City Symphony, that is The Hustle. And that means we're going to hustle on over to our first score break from Scoremaster Dan.
Our players are all doing phenomenally well. At this point, Mike has 25 points. He's just 5 points behind Stephanie and Paul. Both of them have 30. They are both perfect in this round so far. Great job, folks. It can only get worse from here.
Well, let's see if that holds up with this next 8-bit wonder clip for Stephanie.
I think I'm going to need a hint here.
The artist there is the Digible Planets.
Oh, I don't think that's going to help me pass.
Name of that song by them is Rebirth of Slick, parentheses, Cool Like Dat. Next up for Mike.
I think that's Somebody's Watching Me.
By Rockwell, with a special guest vocal from Michael Jackson, that is Somebody's Watching Me. Here's the next one for Paul.
That's Mickey.
By Tony Basil, Mickey. One more 8-bit wonder apiece. Next one is for Stephanie.
I was a Canadian teen in the 90s. I feel like what's the name of it though? It's Crash Test Dummies.
You got this.
It's the song.
Can you keep,
that's it.
We need an official reading of the title.
Really? We're not taking that?
Wait, we're giving her that?
I think so.
It's 4 mms. It's different than
Okay, we'll yield to Dave on this one, Mr. Kesselrod.
I'm not the arbiter of this. I'm just putting a data point out there. I'm going to go with the consensus on the panel here.
Dan, where do you stand?
I think that is insufficient. The song title is I think
you
had to get some distinct sounds in there.
All right.
Sorry, we need 4 mms on that one. Insufficient image on your answer, sadly. All right, next one is for Mike.
lot of chair dancing going on here. That's Blind Melon's No Rain.
No Rain is correct. And closing out round one will be Paul.
That's miserable. That is Come On, Eileen.
By Dexy's Miserable Runners, that is Come On, Eileen. That'll wrap it up for round one. Coming up next, a score update from Dan, and onward into round two.
After one round of play, it's time for the Fibber McGee's Closet score break. Fibber McGee's Closet. He's got to get around to clearing that out one of these days. Right now, all our players are doing very well. Paul has 50 points. He was perfect in round one. Mike is close behind 45. Stephanie's trailing just a little bit with 30, but that means she'll go first in round two.
Stephanie's also going to get a chance to make up some ground with the Threequalizer. Stephanie, I'm about to ask you a question that has three possible answers. You're going to have three guesses to match as many of those answers as you can, with 10 points for each correct match you can pull. Your Threequalizer question is, what are the punny subtitles of the three sequels to 2007's Alvin and the Chipmunks?
Okay, let's think through this through. We got Alvin and the Chipmunks. Any puns related to rodents? Let's go with Alvin and the Chipmunks, Two Snacks. Three of Hearts and Four Teeth. No.
Puns aren't exactly on the numbers here. Those three are going to be The Squeakquel was the second one. The third one was Chipwrecked, where they were on a cruise ship, and The Road Chip.
Those really weren't on my list of pandemic viewings.
You're better off not knowing.
See, that's a wrong answer. That's a point of pride, I feel like, for most people. Well, I think we've just learned something a little bit about Stephanie's habits. So let's get into a little bit more about the pop culture taste to get to know our players a bit better. Paul, you have a particular sort of pet peeve, something that bothers you in the world of movies and TV. Can you tell us about that?
So anytime there's like a robbery, they always clear off like shelves of books onto the floor and overturn lamps. The last thing I ever hide, place that I hide stuff, is underneath a shelf of books or under a lamp. If I see that now, if I'm a detective on TV, I look at that, I think that is a staged robbery and I'm looking someplace else for my clues.
Smart man.
Fantastic, Paul. And Mike, in this time where live concert going is not what it used to be, but maybe we're looking towards the future, towards what might be some live concerts you'd like to see, what's the best one of your past?
Oh, the best one that I've been to was my very first festival experience the summer after graduating high school. It was the Area One Festival, where the headliners were Nelly Furtado, The Roots, Incubus, Outkast, and Moby. And this was right when they were at the very tipping point of their come up. So like right before they like went into like their level of stardom. And yeah, it was a great show. They did a whole bunch of collaborations with each other. Yeah. Highly recommend if you can travel back in time. So.
Absolutely. And Stephanie, speaking of sort of traveling through time, thinking forward, what is your biggest pop culture goal for the rest of the year 2021?
I am finally going to make it through The Leftovers. I have watched a grand total of about 3 minutes. And right when we get to the part where people start disappearing, I can just feel my cortisol levels start to rise. And I turn it off and run away and just go watch Friends reruns. But I'm ready to face my fears and really get into it.
Fantastic. Now, Stephanie, things didn't exactly pan out for you on The Threequalizer, but let's see how you do on today's round two, entitled The Sequalizer. Hollywood is dominated by major movie franchises these days, where every big movie either is a sequel or needs to set one up. As such, you might think that a number of movies are indeed sequels to each other, based purely on their titles. In this game, identify the two movies that could be in a series together semantically, based on the description. For instance, if it starts as Sandra Bullock going to rehab and ends with a zombie apocalypse in the UK, you'd know that the two movies are
28 Days and 28 Days Later.
Yes, correct. You'll get 2 sequelized pairings per turn, 10 points for each pair you can identify with no hints. We'll start round 2 again with Stephanie. It starts with letter forgery in the Big Apple, and it ends with Clint Eastwood avenging a frontier sex worker.
Okay, Can You Ever Forgive Me? And I'm afraid I'm going to have to pass on the second half there.
That's going to be his Best Picture winning Unforgiven. Can You Ever Forgive Me? Sequelized by Unforgiven. One more for Stephanie, though. It starts with the decoding of an alien language, and it ends with a symbolic rat.
Symbolic rat. Fantastic. Getting haunted by rodents today here. Decoding of an alien language. That was probably going to be The Fifth Element. And so the haunting of a rat, something with 5, something with 6 elements. Oh, the second half of the questions are killing me here.
Paul knows this one?
I think so. Is it The Arrival, or it's Arrival and The Departed?
That makes sense.
Arrival and The Departed. The next pairing is for Mike. It starts with Ice Cube taking his family on vacay, and it ends with a bunch of fated deaths.
Okay, I think the first one is Are We There Yet? Oh, goodness. Could I get the second half of that again?
It ends with a bunch of fated deaths.
Fated deaths. Are we there yet? Are we there yet? And we have food at home. I don't know.
Yeah, the first half, that's Are We There Yet? And Final Destination.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Next up, Mike, though, you still get. It starts with a robot Volkswagen, and it ends with a Depression-era grift on a Chicago mob boss.
Oh, goodness. Robot Volkswagen? Yeah, I've got nothing on this pass.
Well, the first one's Bumblebee, right?
Oh, and the last one's The Sting.
Teamwork!
Dang.
Look at this.
Way to go. Bumblebee and The Sting. All right, for Paul, it starts with old people discovering the swimming pool of youth, and it ends with a nonplussed, armless Ashton Kutcher.
The first one is Cocoon, and the second one is The Butterfly Effect.
All right. Correct, for 10 points. You've also got, it starts with a pagan trip to Sweden with your terrible boyfriend, and it ends with Brad Pitt fighting a grizzly bear.
All right. Brad Pitt fighting a grizzly bear. Well, the first part, I think, is Midsummer. Brad Pitt and a grizzly bear. I mean, I kind of want to see that. I kind of didn't
you
see
can.
That.
You can.
It's a real movie.
Well, so Midsummer. How about Dead of Winter? I don't know.
Like you're thinking, Stephanie knows the second half.
Legends of the Fall. You're a season off.
Oh, the
off.
Fall. He battles a grizzly bear in that movie?
Yeah, at the very end, he sort of sacrifices himself to a bear.
Wow.
I think it's symbolic.
Thank you, Brad.
All right, next up for Stephanie. It starts with a craving for sliders, and it ends with Bruce Willis enforcing martial law in New York City.
Okay, well, the first one's got to be Harold and Kumar Go to White Castle. So Bruce Willis doing martial law in New York City. Oh man, he did that a lot.
Couldn't stop doing it.
Where are they going to go afterwards? All I can think of is Die Hard, and that doesn't fit.
That's Harold and Kumar Go to White Castle and The Siege. Siege on a castle. For your second one, Stephanie, it starts with interconnected narratives about racism in Los Angeles and ends with insane jazz drummers.
Oof, okay. Well, the first one's Crash. So, insane jazz drummers. I think the second one's got to be Whiplash, then.
crash leads to whiplash for 10 points. Moving over to Mike, it starts with a teen rock critic getting his big break for Rolling Stone, and it ends chronicling 4 years at a New York City performing arts high school.
Okay, the first one is Almost Famous, and the second one is Fame.
Correct. And for your second half, it starts with a milestone in early American bovine history, and it ends with the assassination of a civil rights leader.
Okay. I think the first one might be First Cow. Second one, last. Oh, could I get the second half again?
It ends with the assassination of a civil rights leader.
Assassination of a civil rights leader. Oh, First Cow and Milk?
Correct, for 10 more.
Very respectable.
Yeah.
All right, for Paul, it starts with an unhappy Kerry Russell making pies, and it ends in Los Angeles, where dance crews engage in street dancing battles at a warehouse.
Okay, so the first part is Waitress. Can you say the second part again?
It ends in Los Angeles, where dance crews engaged in street dancing battles at a warehouse.
Okay, well, so the first part is Waitress, and the second part could be a lot of movies that I watched in the 80s. Waitress, I'm trying to find that sequel there. Boy, I don't know. Step Up.
Mike knows this one.
Is it You Got Served?
That's great.
Another one for Paul. It starts with a man in chemotherapy falling for his pretty woman of a caretaker, and it ends with Supernatural Ceramics.
Wow. Okay. Pretty woman of a caretaker. Boy, these are tough. 50-50 sounds like the first one. But now I'm thinking Pretty Woman has got to be Julia Roberts. No, you stumped me on this one. I'm not getting this one.
Stephanie?
That's Dying Young and Ghost.
Absolutely. Stephanie, this next one is for you. It starts with an alien landing on Earth inside a ship that looks like Eddie Murphy, and it ends with a body double in the Oval Office.
Oof. All right. Well, the body double in the Oval Office, I'm going to hope that's Dave. But that doesn't really help me with the first half. Is there another president movie with a body double? The Eddie Murphy one, that is not something I've seen. Oh, I don't think I'm going to be able to get this one pass.
Paul?
It's called Meet Dave.
And Dave filling out those non-sequels. Stephanie, you still get another one. It starts with a popular slacker playing hooky, and it ends with a mature student getting respect for earning his diploma.
Okay, so the first one's got to be Ferris Bueller's Day Off. And then, could you repeat the second half again?
It ends with a mature student getting respect for earning his diploma.
Okay, so that's the Rodney Dangerfield movie. I'm trying to remember what the name of it is. Ferris Bueller's Day Off, and I think it's School's In?
Very close. That's going to be Back to School is that second title, but it is the Rodney Dangerfield movie. Next up for Mike, it starts as a teen remake of Jane Austen's Emma and ends with Steve Carell talking into a shoe.
The second one might be Get Smart. What is the first one? Could I hear the first half again, please?
It starts as a teen remake of Jane Austen's Emma.
Oh, Clueless and Get Smart.
For 10 points. You also get, it starts with a cow inside an F5, and it ends with someone not giving a damn.
That would be Twister and Gone with the Wind.
For Paul, it starts with a shootout on a prison transfer flight and ends with how a Pakistani-American comedian met his American wife.
Oh, okay. So the first one, I think, is Con Air. And the second one is The Big Sick.
You got the second half, but that first one is called Turbulence, leading to The Big Sick.
Okay.
And one more for Paul. It starts with an evil shape-shifting clown, and it ends where you only survive the creature by having sex with someone else.
Man, I'm watching the wrong movies. Shape-shifting clown, I'm going to guess, is It. Okay, so I think the first part is It, and the second part, oh boy, I'm just going to say Species. I can't think of anything else.
Now, it's going to be the 2015 horror movie It Follows. It and It Follows.
Got it.
That'll take us into a score update from Scoremaster Dan.
At this point in the game, most of the way through round two, Stephanie has 40 points, Paul is a bit ahead with 60, and Mike has moved in the lead. He's got 85 points.
One more set for each of our players, coming back to Stephanie. It starts with Jackie Chan teaming up with an LAPD detective to solve a kidnapping, and it ends with cocaine in figurines.
The cocaine in figurines is Traffic, and so it's Rush Hour and Traffic.
Correct. It starts with Boo Radley, and it ends with a popular singer getting drafted.
Starts with Boo Radley. Okay. Could talk this out. Okay, so Boo Radley is from To Kill a Mockingbird, and a popular singer. Oh, popular singer getting drafted is Bye Bye Birdie.
To Kill a Mockingbird and Bye Bye Birdie. Next up for Mike, it starts with Michelle Pfeiffer making Whoopee on a grand piano, and it ends with a tiger on a boat.
Okay, I think the first one is The Fabulous Baker Boys, and then the second one would be Life of Pi.
Yeah, there's Absolutely. Baker Boys. They're baking pies.
There we go.
And next up for Mike, it starts with a key party, and it ends with wanting to build a snowman and let it go.
Okay. So the first one, I'm pretty sure, is The Ice Storm. So that would make the second one Frozen.
Correct. Strong end for Mike. Coming back to Paul, it starts with milkshake pilfering, and it ends with Rambo going Rambo in the Pacific Northwest.
So the milkshake one is There Will Be Blood, and the Rambo is First Blood.
Absolutely. It starts with a hunt for magical critters, and it ends with double secret probation.
Okay, so the hunt for magical critters, well, the second one, double secret probation, that's Animal House. The hunt for magical critters. Oh, boy. Animal House. And no, I'm not going to get the second half of that.
That first one is the Harry Potter spinoff Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them, then leading into Animal House. That'll wrap it up for round two. Up next, the scores from Dan and on to the final round. Before we get into our last round of play, it's time to play the home version. Correctly guess the answer to Dan's pop culture riddle by the time next week's episode drops, and you can win a prize like the rights to name a score break. Dan?
They spend 5 years on a problematic quest. No time to get married, no time to rest. One's a Confederate, the other's best girl's moved on. But it's the 50s, so we'll ignore what's gone wrong. Their lives really should be past any mending. We'll have a whiplash-inducing Hollywood ending.
Know the answer to that? Find the page for this episode at usaquizshow.com or check that link in your show notes and show off that knowledge. Thanks for the riddle, Dan. Let's hear the scores.
Going into round three, it's time for the Roadshow score break. The Roadshow! Anyone saying it's Sondheim's worst musical hasn't seen Passion and is happier for it. At this point, Mike is in the lead with 105 points. Paul's got 70. Stephanie's in third place with 60. That means she'll go first in round three, and she'll need to get 5 correct answers in her round in order to move into first.
Thanks, Dan. But still, anything can happen as we play the lightning round. Players have their choice of categories and then have 90 seconds to answer as many questions in their chosen category as possible. 10 points for each correct answer they can provide. Today's categories are I Want It That Way, Don't Call Me Childish, Hop Inside, and Never Mind, Achtung Babies Out of Time. Now, these topics aren't 100% clear as to their content from the name alone, so do your best to pick something you're going to do well on. Or perhaps you want to keep something easy away from one of your fellow competitors. Stephanie, in third place, you get first pick. Which of these categories would you like? Once again, they are I Want It That Way, Don't Call Me Childish, Hop Inside, and Never Mind, Achtung Babies Out of Time.
All right, let's go with Achtung Babies Out of Time.
Any guess as to the content of this round?
You too.
Well, Achtung Baby, Out of Time, and Nevermind are all popular rock albums from the year 1991, so this round's going to be about the pop culture happenings of the year 1991. 90 seconds on the clock. Stephanie, are you ready?
Ready.
Christopher Lambert returns for this action fantasy sequel, which lacks the original's Queen soundtrack.
Highlander.
This animated feature will become the first to be nominated for the Best Picture Oscar.
Beauty and the Beast.
This cult cartoon premieres on Nickelodeon and we get our first glimpse of Log.
Pass.
She becomes the official co-host of NBC's Today Show and stays there until 2006.
Katie Couric.
This actor becomes the British monarch in King Ralph.
John Goodman.
NBC shows a five-part documentary series about the U.S. healthcare system hosted by this former Surgeon General.
Pass.
Robert Patrick plays this model number of villainous robot in
T2. 2000?
The T-1000. This ABC series ends on a cliffhanger that won't be resolved until 2017 on Showtime.
Pass.
This future Veep player co-stars with Macaulay Culkin in My Girl.
Anna Klumsky.
This collectible beverage cap craze spreads from Hawaii to the U.S. mainland.
Pass.
This daytime game show celebrates its 20th anniversary on CBS.
Jeopardy.
Price is Right. 16-year-old Jeremy Wade shoots himself in front of his class, inspiring a later hit song from this band.
Pearl Jam.
George Carlin takes over for Ringo Starr as the conductor on this kids' TV show.
Thomas the Tank Engine?
Correct, but after the buzzer.
All right, let's start off by going through the passes. The cult cartoon that premiered on Nickelodeon in 1991 was Ren and Stimpy. The only former Surgeon General we can all remember, of course, is C. Everett Koop, because he had the weird facial hair thing going. The show that had a cliffhanger in 1991 that wasn't resolved until 2017 was Twin Peaks. And the collectible beverage cap craze is Pogs, because Pogs are back. We all love Pog. You flip a... They were terrible. I don't know what we were thinking. We were all very young, and I don't know, maybe cocaine? I don't know. I was 10. Regardless, Stephanie got 5 correct answers. That gives her 50 extra points. She now has 110 points, and Stephanie has moved into the lead. Paul has 70 points. That means he'll need to get 4 questions correct in order to tie Stephanie, and 5 questions correct if he wants to move into first.
All right, Paul, your remaining category choices are I Want It That Way, Don't Call Me Childish, and Hop Inside.
I'll do Don't Call Me Childish.
Any inklings as to what this category is?
None.
Well, despite performing under the Childish Gambino moniker, many of Donald Glover's lyrics insist that we don't call him childish. Either way, this round is going to be all about the life and career of Donald Glover.
Oh, boy.
90 seconds on the clock. Paul, are you ready?
Sure.
He got the name Childish Gambino from a name generator inspired by this hip-hop group.
Wu-Tang Clan.
He took on the role of Lando Calrissian, originally played by this actor.
Billy Dee Williams.
While at NYU, Glover was a member of this internet sketch comedy group.
Pass.
This song won 4 major awards at the 2019 Grammys.
This is America.
His song Redbone plays near the beginning of this 2017 horror flick.
Get Out.
His series Atlanta airs on this cable network.
FX.
On Community, Troy teams up with this character for a fake morning show.
Abed.
A 2010 campaign for him to play this character led to a small appearance in a 2017 movie.
Spider-Man.
He voices the adult version of Simba in this Disney remake.
The Lion King.
He cracks the physics to save Matt Damon in this space flick.
The Martian.
Before Community, he had writing credits on four episodes of this Emmy-winning NBC sitcom.
30 Rock.
He cameos as a musician named LMNOP in season 43 of this PBS series.
Sesame Street.
He's Hannah's Republican boyfriend on two episodes of this HBO show.
Girls.
The vinyl release of this album included a VR headset.
Pass.
The 2019 Amazon film Guava Island co-stars Glover and this umbrella singer.
Rihanna.
Take it.
We are counting Rihanna at the buzzer. Good round for Paul. Let's hear that Paul report.
You know, Paul didn't sound very confident going into this. I think he was playing us there. So we only have two passes. At NYU, Glover was a member of the internet sketch comedy group Derek Comedy. And the vinyl release that included a VR headset was Awaken My Love. Paul had 13 correct answers. That is an amazing round. He now has 200 points in the lead. That means Mike is going to need to get 10 correct answers in his round in order to take the win. It's a tall order, but certainly not impossible.
All right, Mike, your final two category choices are I Want It That Way and Hop Inside.
I have guesses on what both of them are, and neither of them are in my strong suit, but I think I'll go with I Want It That Way.
What's your guess for that one?
I'm going to guess boy bands.
That is absolutely correct. No All points right. for knowing that, but this is going to be about boy bands from 1990 to the present. 90 seconds on the clock. Mike, are you ready?
Yes.
Newlywed star Nick Lachey fronted this numerical boy band.
98 Degrees.
Frankie is the bonus member of this boy band family.
The Jonas Brothers.
O-Town was formed as part of the first season of this VH1 series.
Making the Band.
This band's Brian Littrell rides a hoverboard in the Larger Than Life music video.
Backstreet Boys.
NSYNC's Joey Fatone was the rabbit on this reality competition series.
The Masked Singer.
2020's Dynamite is this group's first English language single.
BTS.
Robbie Williams left this boy band in 1995.
Take That.
Isaac, Taylor, and Zach make up this family boy band.
Hanson.
This Halfway There band starred in their own series on Disney Channel.
Naked Brothers Band?
Big Time Rush. This band's name is a shortening of the phrase Boys of the New Millennium.
Pass.
Some fans of this boy band are drawn to the Larry Stylinson conspiracy theory.
One Direction.
After the breakup of Dream Street, this member starred on the WB's Summerland.
Pass.
Both NSYNC and the Backstreet Boys were managed by him.
Pearlman?
This British boy band's debut single was Slam Dunk Defunk.
Pass.
This group formed a supergroup when touring with the Backstreet Boys in 2011.
New Kids on the Block?
After the buzzer.
Correct, but after the buzzer with New Kids on the Block. All right, Dan, let's hear the mic report.
Oh, boy, this is exciting. So we only have three passes to go over. The boy band, whose name is a shortening of the phrase Boys of the New Millennium, is, of course, B2K. After the breakup of Dream Street, it was Jesse McCartney who starred on the WB's Summerland. And it was the band Five, whose debut single was Slam Dunk Defunk. So that means our final scores are Stephanie with 110 points. And now you might remember I said Mike needed to get 10 correct answers in order to win. That's a tall order. But our final scores are Paul with 200 points, Mike with 205. He got exactly 10 questions correct. Woo! Our winner today, it's Mike.
Well done.
God, that's well congratulations, done. Mike. What a round. Oh, an absolute nail biter at the end there, everybody. Such a fun game. Thanks to all three of you for playing with us today. But that does mean it is time to say goodbye to Stephanie and Paul. Both of you, thank you again so much for being here. Incredible game. But before you go, Stephanie, is there anything you'd like to plug where our listeners can see or hear more of you?
Nothing from me, but I will plug Chelsea Devante's podcast, Celebrity Book Club, which has been getting me through the last year.
Always here for recommendations. Thank you, Stephanie. And Paul, anything you'd like to point us towards?
I host Zoom quizzes. You can go to quizfix.net, 7:30 p.m. Monday through Thursday, Pacific time.
Fantastic. Thank you, Paul. But of course, our big winner today is Mike in an absolute amazing lightning round victory. You're going to be moving on to the long division finals. In the meantime, though, what are you going to be watching, listening to, maybe fill in a pop culture blind spot or two?
I guess I need to watch a Star Wars, find out what a Kessel Run is.
Oh, yeah. Can we get the final scores, please, Dan? The real final scores?
I'm sorry. Of course, Dave has half a point.
Thank you.
And Mike, anything you'd like to plug in the meantime?
Yes, I also host a podcast called The Euro What. I am one half of a pair of Americans trying to make sense of the Eurovision Song Contest. So you can find us at Euro What on Twitter and EuroWhat.com.
Fantastic. Thank you, Mike. And listeners, you can further follow Mike as the love letter emoji on our Season 3 competition bracket. Be sure to come back next week as we get into the Season 3 playoffs with the Cellular Division Finals featuring returning champions Conrado River Beast Falco, Emma Scrambled Eggs Welsh, and Kate Saxophone Solo Reculia. I've been your host, Taylor Cole, and on behalf of Scoremaster Dan and Production Master Dave, thank you for listening to the Great American Pop Culture Quiz Show. Hey, listeners, remember Dan's riddle from before the lightning round? If you think you know the answer, find the episode page for this particular episode at usaquizshow.com. While you're there, check out all our past episodes and consider subscribing to our Patreon for all sorts of fun bonus content and live events.
While you're doom scrolling, you can just stop on our feeds. We're at USA Quiz Show on both Twitter and Instagram.
The Great American Pop Culture Quiz Show is produced with the help of a jar of unused human teeth and love and Logic Pro X by yours truly, producer David T. Cole, our handsome, handsome host, Taylor Cole, and Dan Cassino, Quizmaster extraordinaire.
Gotta go fast to hit that subscribe button, and we'll see you next time. Insufficient image on your answer, sadly.